All right. Well, Kelly, thank you for joining us from Covenant College. And
I understand
you're a brand new grad. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. I graduated this past spring. So I majored in English when I was at Covenant. And so I've been in this role as an admissions counselor for about 2 months now.
Okay. All right. Good. And I guess normally you would travel, but are you doing that, or are you doing most of it from right there?
Yeah, we are actually traveling this year. Things are pretty up in the air right now. Just with some schools in certain areas closing, other places remaining open. So we're kind of having to remain flexible, but we are planning travel. And so we're going around different areas. So my region's Alabama, which is why I'm talking to you guys today. Okay. But I've been traveling to Alabama for a little bit.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was telling the guys here that I have a grandson who's a junior in high school, and he was there for a visit last spring, but I want to connect him with the right person.
For sure. Yeah, well, that would be me. If he wants to talk to me, that would be great. I would love to talk to him.
He lives in Virginia.
Oh, never mind. That wouldn't be me then.
Yeah, well, good. So how is it with at the college now? What's enrollment like, given all things considered? COVID probably not so much changed enrollment, but I know a lot of other dynamics happening. What's it looking like?
Sure. Yeah. So enrollment this year has actually been really good and really encouraging for us. So this freshman class that just came in, we have 294 new students who came in. So that's been our biggest class since 2017. So that's just an encouraging little increase for us, since COVID has made everything so uncertain and a little confusing and scary. But we've had a nice big class coming, so we're excited about that. And then our total number of students is 862 right now. So we're very happy with that. We're very encouraged. But again, as admissions counselors, we're always seeking to find that new class of students and looking to find students who are a good Covenant fit. So that's kind of where we are right now, and we're working to start this new cycle of admissions.
Yeah, and when we first made contact, I think the young lady who contacted you from the church staff was trying to link you with Kurt Cooper, who is our youth minister. I don't know if that connection got made, but...
So I actually am coming to the area next week, and I'll be meeting with him when I'm there.
Okay, great. Actually, there's a young man from the city, not from the church, but Sarah Portis's grandson, I think, is a freshman there.
Okay.
I won't come up with his first name. Last name is Portis.
You should have a lot of them up there.
Yeah, she has. But she's a great lady and a good friend here. And so anyway, I won't come up with his name, but that's, you're looking for new students, not existing students. So
yeah.
What's, I know there's a lot of competition as all across the land, universities even, as well as colleges, smaller eligible student population with population dynamics, really. And so Covenant's hanging in there.
Yeah, we are. Well, from my personal experience, again, as a admissions counselor for Alabama, what I find is a lot of competition between just like the state schools. So Alabama and Auburn are kind of the big competition for Covenant. So in Alabama specifically, we're looking to kind of just like increase Covenant's reputation and let people like help more people find out about Covenant. Because right now I'm kind of finding that people think Covenant's a small little Bible college, and they think they understand what Covenant is, but they really don't. So we're hoping to change that reputation, because Covenant is a prestigious, nationally ranked liberal arts institution. And we have a wide variety of majors, and not just like Bible as a major. Although all of our students are studying the Bible in any class and any major that they take. But yeah, so we're looking to increase our number of students who are coming from Alabama, because we know those state schools are so popular among students.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people have a hard time understanding why you go to a college that doesn't have a big football team.
But, yes, exactly. Which is another problem that Covenant has, is we don't have, like the funds to have a football team, but we do have soccer, and soccer is kind of our big sport that people will come and hang out for. And those games are a lot of fun. So.
Yeah. There were several guys from here who were there, probably graduated maybe 3 years ago. I've lost track. Johnson boys.
Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson's sons, but he had a couple of them. They were baseball players.
Okay. Yeah.
I know that was a draw for them there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our baseball team is thriving as well. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. I've been a Christian College fan and exposed to a number of them, attended one, but my impression from our daughter being there was Covenant is tops really, really well above the standard of any Christian college I know of. And I've known some pretty good Christian colleges. So I think
that's encouraging. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
The climate overall, I think, is much better.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about being on the mountain, but I'm talking about the whole.
Yes, campus. Well, that is a fun thing, is being perched on top of this beautiful mountain. We love that about our school. But yeah, it's encouraging to hear that feedback from past students, and that they think our caliber is great. We think that too, and we want more students to realize that and see that. So that's kind of my job, is to perpetuate that understanding and get people to understand what Covenant's all about, and see that our mission is incredibly Christ-centered. What I love about Covenant is just the way that we're able to balance a lot of different areas, and just balance different important facets really well. So our commitment to Christ is the most important thing to us here at Covenant. So our motto is "In all things, Christ preeminent." And the way that I like describing that is that that's not a motto that we put on a plaque and kind of mention at graduation and then forget about the rest of the year, but that's a motto that we truly are striving to make a part of every day in everything that we do here at Covenant, whether that's in the classroom, on the soccer fields, on the baseball fields, in the gym, or just in the Great Hall eating lunch. The students here at Covenant truly do strive to make that their priority. And you can see it in the conversations that they're having, and the way they're treating others, the way they focus on their studies, and all sorts of things like that. So that's incredibly important to us, but also academics are incredibly important. So we're a very rigorous academic school, so we take our studies really seriously, but we also know how to have fun. So we're able to find that balance of focusing on our studies and making sure that's a priority, but also enjoying each other's company and hanging out and going to soccer games and just spending time with each other as friends and forming those communities. So that's kind of what Covenant's about. And that's why I love it so much, is the way we're able to balance those important areas of life.
Yeah. Yeah. A young man was here a few years ago as a member, went to Covenant for 2 years, and then was in an engineering program, so transferred to a much larger university. Mm-hmm. And he said Covenant was way harder than courses.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah. So our engineering program, we have 3 years at Covenant and then 2 years at, we have a relationship with Georgia Tech. So that's typically where students go. I'm not sure if that's where he went or not, but, that's oftentimes where students go. But yeah, Covenant is very academically rigorous. So I completely believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm running out of ideas, questions to ask you.
That's okay.
May I ask a question?
Go ahead. Yeah, please.
Kelly, you mentioned that when you talk with high school seniors, you try and find out if they're a good fit for Covenant College, and at least expressing that to them, what do you emphasize would be a good fit for Covenant College students?
Yeah. That's a great question. So we're looking for students who are seeking out a Christ-centered education. So students who are purposely going to a college where they want Christ to be at the center of their education, where they want their faith and their academics to be integrated. So students who come to college, to Covenant, are typically students who are looking for that in their education. So students who are academically rigorous and want to put Christ first are kind of the main areas. And so one of the ways that we kind of weed through students, I guess, one of the ways that we admit students is that we have a testimony as part of our application process. So instead of having like an academic essay that's just like purely academic, our essay portion of our application is a testimony. So we want our students to write their story and tell us how they came to know Christ, what he's been doing in their lives, and kind of just what the core tenets of their faith are. And through doing that, we can see just what their walk with the Lord has looked like. So the way Covenant operates is that we are a discipleship model of education rather than an evangelical model. So the evangelical model says that we're a Christian college, but anybody can come. You don't have to make a profession of faith. Whereas in the discipleship model, we are committed to having a community of believers. So a community who is purposefully coming to Covenant because they are Christian and they're committed to their Christian faith. So that's kind of what makes Covenant unique in that way, is that we do require that profession of faith in our application process. I'm not sure if that entirely answers your question, but that's kind of what we're looking for.
It really does. You're so well spoken in that.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you so much.
I have one other question, and that concerns the Bible department there at Covenant. What percentage, I don't know if you would know this, what percentage of students are Bible majors go into that?
That's a great question. I don't know the percentage off of the top of my head, but I do know it's one of our larger majors. Our two largest majors are biology and English. Those are the two biggest ones, but the biblical and theological studies is one of the bigger ones as well. But the cool thing about Covenant is that even if you're not a Bible major, all students are required to take a couple Bible classes as part of our core curriculum. So we take Old Testament and New Testament, Doctrine 1 and 2. And then on top of that, all of our classes, again, are integrating our faith and learning. So all of our classes have some sort of biblical framework worked into it. So I don't know the percentage that are specifically Bible students, but everyone at Covenant is studying that.
I see. Well, there probably is a large percentage of those Bible majors that go on to seminary, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. So we, as Covenant was originally a part of Covenant Theological Seminary, and then we kind of, you know, separated and became our own institution. But yeah, we have a relationship with Covenant Seminary still. And so a lot of students who are Bible majors at Covenant then go on to seminary at Covenant Theological Seminary.
I see. Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Other questions, anyone? How about the McClellan Scholarship, which is a really, really good deal? Would you describe that for us, please?
Yeah, for sure. So our McClellan Scholars Program is our highest academic scholarship. So it's a full tuition scholarship, and it's awarded to 12 or around 12 students every year. So roughly 6 girls and 6 guys. So the academic minimums for that one are pretty prestigious. I'm trying to remember them off the top of my head, but I think we require something like a 32 ACT. But I'm not entirely sure exactly what those look like, actually. But basically, it's an academically prestigious program, which requires an essay and an interview process in order to receive that scholarship. And so if you get accepted to the scholarship, then you're a part of a cohort of McClellan scholars. And those scholars take specific classes together. And then occasionally we'll go on trips with our president, so President Halverson. So they've gone to places like India, I believe France, and just a couple places across the country, across the world, actually. So it's a really cool program. It's really unique, and really special. So.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you'd like to share with us? We have the prayer requests that you sent, but,
yeah.
Anything else to add to those?
Yeah. Well, one to add is just to encourage you guys, if you come into contact with students in your community who you think are looking for that specific Christ-centered community, please point them in our direction. We would love to have them, and we'd love to have those names and get in contact with those students. So if you, if you find a student you think would be a good fit, please send them my way, or just direct them to Covenant College. Because we would love to have those names and get to know those students. And just encourage any high schoolers in your church or in your area to come to Covenant, to come visit. We have special visit days that they can come to. There's three this fall. They're called Covenant Sneak Peeks. Because they're just one day where you come on campus and you can really get to know what our college is all about. So if you have high schoolers, please encourage them to come. But then as for the prayer requests, specifically kind of the big prayer request right now is just concerning COVID. Last year we did great with COVID. We really didn't have many cases at all. So this year we were looking to kind of lessen up on some of those COVID restrictions. So lessen up on the mask requirements while still having them in place. And then lessen up on social distancing and things like that. But this past week or so, maybe 2 weeks, we've seen a rise in cases on campus. So there's about 26 students right now. So just prayer for them that they'll be okay, that they'll get healthy, and that we're able to kind of keep this contained. And just that the rest of our community doesn't get sick. So just prayer for them, pray that specifically that our leadership will have wisdom. Because I know I would not want to be the person in charge making those decisions about COVID. It's just a really hard decision to have to make, about how you're going to handle all these cases. So just prayer for our community, prayer that will be encouraging to one another, and lift one another up throughout all of this. Prayer that we'll just be healthy in that. Also the emotional health of our students, because I know COVID can be just a sad, difficult time. I've noticed that oftentimes our students who are on campus who have been dealing with this are just really weary of it. They're so ready to seek out community with one another, and just masks and social distancing has made that hard last year, and we're really hoping to move away from that this year. So just keep us in your prayers as we try to work through this. I know that this is not something that's unique to Covenant. That's kind of any college or even church or school or whatever it might be is facing this right now. We really appreciate your prayers and your support as a church. This means so much to us. So,
yeah, I know it's high there as it is here. My daughter is a nurse in a hospital there in Chattanooga.
Okay.
They have National Guard helpers.
Wow.
In the hospital now, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's scary. We are seeing a rise in cases right now. I just think it's just the Delta variant is more contagious or something. So we're seeing more of that on campus, which is really sad, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we will go to prayer, Kelly, and we'll just pray for you and the college, and then we'll wrap this up. So, would you start us?
I'd be glad to. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this morning, this time that we were able to hear about Covenant College and an excellent job of sharing with us what goes on there and what the college does and the impact that it is making in the lives of young people that come there, primarily spiritually, but then academically. So I just thank you for sharing that and us knowing more about it. So I just pray for the COVID situation, which is affecting all of us. And Lord, we know that you're in control of all things. You have a purpose in this. We don't understand, but I just pray that it might be easier there for the college or the cases would drop. They would be able to manage it. Whoever the individual has to make these decisions is right. It's just such a major decision to make of how you run things. So be with that individual or those individuals. So I just thank you for the young people here at Trinity or at Montgomery that have been through Covenant and how you've used Covenant to impact their lives. And I pray that you might even send more. That Trinity has been involved with Covenant for years. Lord, the young people that might be going dealing with Kurt and the people he knows, but even just the broader community, the Portage children, which I know there are a lot of those that have been there. So, Lord, I pray that more will go, that the school will expand, and Lord, the principle of using a school for discipleship is just so encouraging. So, again, I just thank you for this time. I thank you for Kelly, and just continue to bless the Covenant, and I pray this in Christ's name.
Wow. Father God, we just thank you for the Christian soldiers in this community, this college community of Covenant College. Thank you that they are there because they want to seek more of you. And so, Lord, we would just pray your protection upon them in terms of this COVID-19 we're in the midst of. Lord, keep them healthy, keep them safe. I pray for Kelly as she travels to speak with high school students. And Lord, we would just pray for her safety as well as she travels to represent Covenant College in such a winsome way, I'm sure. Lord, keep her safe as well. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Dear Father, thank you for the good work that you are doing to Covenant College to bear witness to your name, Lord, especially through the academics, the rigorous classroom schedule and teaching standards that are there. Thank you for that witness and that testimony. Lord, I pray that the discipleship model of growing soldiers for your kingdom would be integrated, it would be continued to be integrated in the academics, and that alumni would go out into the world with not just a framework and a comfort of cultural Christianity, but all of the tools that they need to battle the intellectual arguments being just launched against your name and your word and your kingdom, Lord, that they would have the joy of your spirit and the comfort of Christian community and Christian friends, Lord, and that they would be able to take those tools and those friends with them into life and not be discouraged when they leave that framework, Lord, but that Covenant would really equip them for the battle and for the world. Lord, I especially pray for the emotional health of the students right now. Lord, would you strengthen them and encourage them deeply within their hearts and their souls? Let them know that even when they are socially distanced, that you are always with them, Lord. We can all feel like we are together and yet alone during this time, but we know, Lord, that we are not alone. And pray especially during this time of intellectual formation for these young people, that this would not discourage them, but that it would be an encouraging time, Lord, and that it would train them for what they have yet to face. Praise your glorious name, Lord.
Lord, we lift up to you today, particularly Kelly, as she goes forth now in a profession to bring students into Covenant College, and for those in her positions elsewhere, that she might know success and that she may not be discouraged. And Lord, that you would give her results that would be to your glory as she travels about over this territory that has been assigned to her, and that many students might learn of thee and increase their interest in your word because she is where she is. Bless her, we pray, to your own glory, for we ask it in Christ's name.
Gracious Father, I thank you for Covenant College and for commitment to very high academic standards, excellence in academics, with a focus that keeps Christ preeminent in all things. And for the students who graduate from this school and go out with conviction and go out with a desire to impact the world around them. And I pray that you would continue to sustain and support this college, meet the financial needs, meet the faculty needs. The commitment of the faculty there is incredible, and I thank you for that. And for the student body, and as they're in this time of COVID, still in this, and we thought it was gone, and yet we know it's not now. And so I pray for emotional and spiritual health, physical health, with the student body. and that the mission of the college would continue, and that all of us, students and adults here even, that we would continue to grow in our faith and our trust in you day by day. I pray for Kelly as she works to recruit new students, and that you would watch and guide her steps, and that you would preserve her health as she's out meeting and traveling and making contact, but that you would use her to bring additional students into the college, and that you would sustain her and encourage her in her work as well. Lord, we thank you for this day and this time together, and just pray that in all things we would glorify you, that Christ would be preeminent in our lives as well. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.